Blog Talk Radio.
Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Y'all doing a Friday night show, but we ain't got no Friday night. I was looking for my gangster mamas to hit me up to do some freestyle for Freestyle Friday, but nobody wants to play in the yard with the big boys. But that's all right. That's all right. We still good. But I want to take the time really, really, really quick to say, yeah, I'm hoping y'all had an awesome day, and I want to thank my supporters, you know, as my platform continues to grow. Here at Open Talk 2, we have different styles of individuals on the show that has been successful in their craft. From my independent artists making the mark in the music industry to my everyday business entrepreneurs. So, you know what? We got to do a little dirt, a little gossip and reality. But before we get to that, last week on the show, had upcoming artists, had Mean Lee on the show, y'all. A couple of weeks before that, had my Love and Hip Hop, it was Tyler Perry, Tyler Perry's Love, Have and Have Nots, y'all, had my boy War up in here, y'all. He's going to actually call in tonight because he had a couple of questions to ask a couple of ladies. But next week on the show, going to have Love and Hip Hop, going to have Stevie J up in here rolling with me. He's going to try to do some freestyle with me and chop it up, before I do all that other stuff, today on the show, y'all, gonna have interview with a nice Houston hot attorney, y'all. Got Dennis Sperling, y'all, up in here. Gonna be talking about his career being an attorney, and also he branched out and started a reality show with co-parenting with the Sperling. So y'all don't miss that interview. But before I get to that, got my girl MJ rolling with me. What's going on, MJ?
What's going down? It's been a long time. I'm telling you.
I know. Girl, it's been a long time. Girl, what's been going on, girl, with the reality
industry? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Girl, well, you know what? I want to say, you know, I'm trying to hope Toni Braxton is doing okay. You know, she went in the hospital. And she's been in there for a minute, Birdman, by her side, y'all. He didn't leave her.
I said
that's an awkward relationship right there.
Yeah, I guess they just ended to have fun. You know how it is.
That's right.
Having fun.
There's too many others to have fun with that one. But anyway, moving on. Moving on to that, you know, my boy. Shawty Lopez on a week after he buried his daddy.
I know, isn't that crazy?
That's really crazy.
And I think they found the guy that ran him off the road, so I'm glad to hear that, you know? That was wild, man. So they found who might have ran him off. Yep, they found him.
Okay. Well, at least they got
crazy.
Have you been watching Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, girl?
I didn't watch last Monday, but I did watch it with the Lyrica and A1. They got married, and the mama got crazy with it. You gotta let that girl go.
Where that mama come from? What group she was with? Was she with Tina Turner or somebody? I don't know. She's a background singer somewhere.
I don't know.
Somebody. She was actually with somebody. I just can't think who it was.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out. But
she can sing, though.
I mean,
she can sing.
Yeah, she can sing.
She
just gonna let that girl go, though, man. That's almost kind of scary.
Yeah. You know, I think that's our only child. You know when you got
one daughter.
I ain't gonna say when you got that one daughter, and they like Bunny and Clyde.
Yeah, but come on, she just acted a fool, though. That's crazy.
But what else happened on there? Something else happened on there. TT trying to get back in the studio and get her music back going. Miss Nikki Baby, she don't know if she wants to go left or go right, but I'm hoping she goes with
Safari. Oh, my
God.
Lord,
I like Safari. He must have done something right. He kept Nicki Minaj happy for 10 years. So.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I guess he wants his flame now. I guess it's time for him to shine.
Yeah. So he coming back. He's going to get his music back out. So, I don't know. Something else happened. I just can't think. What else?
Well, you talking about your girl, Kim Kardashian, got robbed in Paris?
Girl. You know what? I keep saying rich people flaunt their little money, but wealthy people don't.
They do.
That's all I can say. Because you don't see
it's
Oprah.
True.
You don't see everybody
else. You don't
else,
see Beyonce.
You know, the wealthy people flashing their money. But I really think it was a hoax, and they just probably, did a little insurance thing. But, I mean, I don't know. You never know. You never know.
They'll find out sooner or later.
Yeah, you definitely find out. So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, what's going on with the football team? I know that we're looking for some good coaches for the Houston Power women's football team right here in Houston.
Exactly. We're looking for coaches. We're looking for players as well. So
if you are interested,
go to www.houstonpowerfootball.com or email at houstonpowerfootball@gmail.com.
And don't be no punk now. We want y'all to play. We want no girls that can't get no hits.
Real women.
I might have to dust my jersey off the retirement hanger and come on back at them.
Come on, 93.
Come on, 93. I'm ready.
We're ready for you.
So thank you, MJ, for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. That was my girl, MJ. You know, y'all, we got to give y'all a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. Going to give you an old-school jam really quick, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to have Dennis Furlan up in here with me, so don't move. You hang with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk Too. Check him out behind the scenes or in front of the camera with Houston's Own co-parenting with the Sperlings. I got Dennis Sperling roll with me today, y'all. What's up, Mr. Sperling? How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking time to call the show today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself. What made you choose this field of law? And tell us a little bit the pros and cons of being an attorney.
My name is Dennis Sperling, as you said, and after law school, I got a job working at a small personal injury firm in New Orleans.
Okay.
Now, oddly enough, my official title was legal secretary.
Hmm.
At that point, I mean, they were paying me $10 an hour, but at that point, I was willing to take a job anyway.
Okay.
You know, so they had me working on their cases. Now, they treated me like a lawyer.
Okay.
Well, let me say this. There's a lot of easier ways to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not found anything more rewarding than my ability to take a case that no one else wants, no other lawyer can take, and make an insurance company pay my client for their injuries.
Oh.
That is, to me, it's a win. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of, I like the competition, and I like to win.
Okay.
That's just something that makes me my character. So that's one of the pros, but it's a lot of hard work. You dedicate a lot of time and energy to becoming an attorney,
mm-hmm.
and then you dedicate hours and hours and hours on end in practice, and that's why they call it practice.
Okay.
You're always learning something new every day.
Okay. So that's kind of like a hard field.
Oh, yeah. It's very difficult.
Okay.
There's only a select few attorneys who actually practice personal injury law with some degree of mastery. Now, any lawyer can take your case and just settle it and get a few dollars for you, but there are only certain lawyers that have the background, knowledge, the expertise, and the will and the financing to make a bad case pay. And that's what I pride myself on, making bad, even bad cases pay. Now, I'm not saying that only person who can do it. I'm just saying I'm one of them, and I'm proud of that fact.
Okay.
And another thing, I built my clientele one at a time. I didn't do anything unethical to get it. I do it old.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, I know one thing. You really have an extensive background. Of course, I had to Google you, so I had to find out what's going on with you.
Oh, wow.
But I'm saying, as a powerful attorney here in Houston, a father, you got your own entertainment company. Now, you know, we got to know what made you jump into the world of reality, and how did you do this? Because that's a lot of work.
Can you repeat the question again?
I'm sorry. I was saying, because, you know, you were so busy and, you know, in the courtroom fighting for your clients and, you know, being a father, how did you find the time to, you know, get into the reality world? So, you know, I mean, you're busy. You got your entertainment company. So now you're doing the reality show, which, of course, I love it. So how did you do that?
I think that one of the best kept secrets about me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I was a rapper.
What?
While I was a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, I started off on the schoolyards in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 80s, freestyling with my friends.
Okay.
When I was in college at Grambling, I used to get up on stage and talent shows with my friends and make up songs. And I always kept the love. And some of my law school professors and friends that went to school with me at Southern will tell you, he's trying to sell his little rap tapes to us back in the day. And I actually have a couple of professors that bought them, and they still remind me, it's still rap tapes. It's like, what do you want to do? But anyway, I kind of moved forward away from that, but I've always been expressive. Poetry and writing has always been a way for me to let things out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just became a prolific, and that writing and that creativity that writing requires is why I'm one of those lawyers that can take a bad case and make it a good case.
Okay.
See? And so if you look at some of my YouTube, I got YouTube videos back when I used to do rap videos.
Now, you know I'm going to look them up now.
I know you will. Some of them actually are pretty recent.
Okay.
I have actually recorded 7 Lifetime albums.
Okay.
I have 4 published. The last 4, Rules to Live By, were published with Beans and Cornbread, who everybody knows them. I mean, they're number 5 on the Billboard out here, right here in Houston, Texas. So
okay.
Glad to be able to work with them.
I might have to do a song with you.
Yeah, they work with rappers like Zero, Kiki the Don, Slim Thug, and all the H-Town greats.
Okay.
So, you know, when I first walked in, they're like, dude, you're a lawyer? But then after they heard my sound, I was like, okay, it fits. We understand. So, you know, I'm kind of like on my grown man. But, fast forward, that kind of led me to, I've never been afraid of a crowd.
Okay.
And I've never been afraid of the publicity.
Okay.
So, I started doing lawyer commercials.
Okay.
And go to I did a commercial called Little Texas with my boy.
Okay.
That's when they all said, call my daddy, daddy, daddy. I think my son was, one son was three, the other was four or five. I was sitting in the background. They fit their lines out beautifully. But everybody was saying, oh my God, these adorable children, where's their mother? We want to see their mother. So at that point, Stephanie and I weren't really getting along great, but she did like the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kept building and working on our relationship, and maybe about a year and a half later, she asked me, you know, well, really, I asked her, it was a mutual decision. I said, would you like to be on the commercial? So I created a script. We filmed it. We shot it. It's called Premier Wife. If you go to DennisSperling.com, it's the commercial that popped up. And lo and behold, it was a hit.
Okay.
I'm like 6,000-7,000 hits on that commercial, and people talk about it all over the nation. And the thing was, one guy in the filming crew was like, wow, this is like co-parenting with the Sperlings. You guys are getting along. And that's how we ended up in reality, because people like to see family.
Right, they do.
And even if the families are separated, you're still a family.
Mm-hmm.
Something that Stephanie and I took to heart. I mean, we're not going anywhere. As long as we have two children together, that means I'm going to be sitting next to her in all the photographs, graduations, and baby showers, and name, you name it, weddings, and all sorts of things. So
I like that.
Yeah, and that's basically it. So co-parenting with the Sperling started because of a television commercial that aired here in Houston, Texas, and over the region, over this region of the country.
And we need that in Houston.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. 70% of families are having children outside of wedlock, either because of divorce, because they never were married. So the question becomes, what is the blueprint for raising the children when you have two separate homes? What do you do? How do you resolve the conflict, the inevitable conflict that's gonna happen when you have two grown adults who couldn't stay together, so of course they're not going to agree on everything.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, so what message are you trying to portray with this? You know, again, just to reiterate, just let families know, hey, you're here for the kids.
So
y'all.
I think the message, that the primary message is the most important thing is the children.
Right.
Are the children. That's the most important thing, the children. And we have to do what's in the best interest of the children. And the grown-ups have to set their own personal feelings aside and the histories aside and whatever bad blood they have, because all you're doing is demonstrating to your children that it's okay to have issues and conflict and battles and fighting with people that you should care about. The last thing a child needs to see is the two people that they love the most tearing each other apart.
Right.
All that does is create more turmoil and distrust within these children, and they grow up.
Right.
We have adults who are dysfunctional.
Yep. Like you got this big divorce battle that's going on with these A-listers in Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
And you know, and that's just horrible how she's painting him to be, you know, kind of like the bad guy. So, but yeah, I kind of see what you're saying though.
Well, let me be frank with you. Stephanie and I, we didn't have a Peachy King divorce too. That's how divorce goes.
Right. Oh yeah, I'm sure.
But the thing is that there's an aftermath to that. And in the aftermath, you have to figure out how to come together and raise your children.
Right. Absolutely.
And so that's what Stephanie and I did. A lot of times the children are more adult than the parents. And that's just reality. The children handle it better than the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Parents are wrapped up in emotion. So Stephanie and I mean, don't get me wrong. Even filming co-parenting with the Sperlings, emotions ran high. But, you know, we have been practicing. And we have been working on resolving conflict for the past 3 or 4 years. And so that's why we're able to resolve it. We know, but as long as you stay with the mindset that the children are the most important thing, everybody can work out their issues if they want to put some effort in.
That's right. I like that. You know what? As much as I love the show, and again, I know, you know, how things have ended up, but y'all make an amazing couple. Y'all really do. And I love Stephanie. I gotta say, even though I'm interviewing with you, I love Stephanie. So Stephanie, I love you. Shout out to Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie's
a superstar of the show. Everybody likes her.
Yeah, we love Stephanie. You know, we gotta lead with the ladies. So
people think I'm a jerk. I'm really a nice guy. I understand that.
You
know, nice guy.
Now you know, I gotta throw a monkey wrench in there. I gotta be messy right quick. Stephanie, I'm on your side with this. How did you get the same trainer as her now? The personal trainer. How did that go in now?
Yeah.
I'm on Stephanie's side.
Okay.
Because,
see, the woman obviously is a busy woman, okay?
Uh-huh.
She's a trainer. She's open for anybody who has money that can pay.
Okay.
She said, here's your appointment. Would you get mad if we went to the same church?
Of course I wouldn't.
Okay.
But you wouldn't see her. You wouldn't see her in the church because, see, the church so crowded, you wouldn't see her at the church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mr. Sperling. Attorney Sperling, you won the case. You got it. You got it.
It's illogical, but you all, you be mad at me for going to the same trend as this woman. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. We hanging with Stephanie. I'm sorry. But I want to go back to this rap thing. I'm going to have to do it. Me and you going to have to hook up and do a CD together, a song together. I'm going to put you on my hook or something since you're so bad in the rap industry. But if I want to throw something out.
I do it out of love. I love hip-hop. I love the artistic expression. It's the way in which I get my art out. You know what I'm saying? It's just a form of creativity. It's an expression for me.
That's right. It is.
Listen, my music on iTunes for free. But
okay.
It's grown man music. It's for people who grew up on hip hop but really may not find the niche of hip hop that they want to listen to right now.
Okay.
So
yep.
it's that's where I'm at with it. You know, I don't do it for pop yet, I don't do concerts or anything like that. I do it for the love of it. And that's why I'm doing co-parenting with the Spurs, because I love Houston, Texas. I love our country.
Mm-hmm.
People in our country to unify and focus on the children of this country. And that's the most important thing, because the future is less vested with the children. So if we raise children that are dysfunctional, then we're just going to continue to have issues that we have and still have to fight those same battles.
Absolutely. You're right. But since you love hip-hop so much, I'm gonna throw three old schools on you, and I want you just to name them, name something about them with one word. Just describe them in one word to you, which you like.
All right.
Run DMC.
Cool.
Tupac.
Gangsta.
Big Daddy Kane.
Move.
Curtis Blow.
Okay.
What about Dr. Dre?
Epic.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, I'm down with you a little bit since you like them, okay? But I want to thank you for taking time to call the show.
Thank you for having us. And next time, come back, maybe after the reunion show, I'll ask Stephanie if she has time. You know, she's a superstar now. So.
Yes, I love Stephanie. Stephanie, again, I love you, Stephanie Sperling.
All right, y'all. That was Dennis Sperling, y'all. He is a very, very nice gentleman. But I'm gonna go do a little advertising for him, y'all. You wanna check him out? Personal injury attorney right here in Houston, and I think he practices in other locations too. So y'all need a personal injury attorney, y'all hit him up, 713-229-0770. Again, it's Dennis Sperling, y'all. And again, y'all catch the show. You would love the show, fall in love with the show, co-parenting with the Sperlings on CW39. So y'all definitely check them out. Let's support them. And sending a shout out to Pow Wow for hitting them on some of his jams, y'all. I checked them out, y'all. I checked out some of the songs, and they cool. So shout out to Pow Wow for them. I'm going to drop some old school. Well, maybe I ain't going to go too old. I'm going to come back to reality. Going to give y'all a little more jams. Don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here. Get up to talk to. Today on the show, I'm rolling with a legend.
Are we gonna- hanging out tonight to the very best of yours truly, Jazzy Sizzle, and I'm hanging out with my girl at Open Talk too. Cindy, what's happening, baby? Sizzle.
make no money and life show us slow. And all they said was 6'8", he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. Then let the DJ and Paul was his name. It came up to
me. By the man in freezing, full of facts. You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I'm a girl, I'm a girl, I must
warn you.
On this show, y'all hit me up at opentalk2yahoo.com, and all my independent artists, y'all email me your MP3 submissions so I can get them on the rotation. And also next Friday, gonna have CDJ from Love and Hip Hop. He's gonna be rolling up in here, gonna do some freestyle Friday with me. So I'm looking for my girls to play in the yard with the big boys and do some freestyle with us. So my girls, y'all hit me up. Hit me up, hit me up, hit me up. Also, gonna be doing a next Houston team, looking for my upcoming teen artists, y'all. So hit me up again, opentalk2yahoo.com. Y'all check out my tweets. Hit me up on my Instagram. My Instagram be bumping, so y'all definitely check me out on my Instagram. Follow me on opentalk2, Twitter, opentalk2, Facebook, and opentalk2. Instagram, y'all. And don't forget the Women of Rage, Houston Power, looking for some players to come out, try out, looking for some good coaches. to come out and dedicate their time to get these ladies in shape. If not, I'm going to pull out my jersey and come on back out there. So again, thank y'all for listening to the show. Going to close out with South Deep. Go to work. Y'all have a good evening. And again, thank y'all for calling in the show.
I'll be out of control. Let's take it to perfection. Just you and me. Let's see if you can bring the nasty out of me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let go. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Real Thought, you're claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited. A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the heart, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth, more power to you. I got a problem with a lot of the youth. You keep saying you a real ass nigga, you ain't telling the truth. I'm Clark Kent when I step in the booth. I got some deep in this bitch, we getting it. Ain't shit you can do. We the best when we coming for you. We got the talent, the skill, the power, the will. We gunning for you. Been in the game a lot of years, so we stunting on you. Get my eyes, you gotta see, we a problem for dudes.
That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. The Eminem can start picking them up. Got a call from Killer, he say, Bizzle, start hitting them up. Shit's real, let wheels start ripping them up. South East, Steel Street, real trill as fuck. It's clearly you not a factor, really you just an actor. Lyrically, I will finger you pussies before I smash it. Battling just too easy, believe me, boy, you don't want it. Develop a little bit longer, apparently he's a goner. I'm talented, my persona, better than my opponent. I bury whoever on it, dispose all their components. They love you just for the moment. You gimmick it with your lyrics. The radio gon' endorse it, but the streets don't wanna hear it. Cause spitting, so now you're singing. Nah, I ain't complaining, but it gotta be more to you dudes than the Drake and the T-Pain. Got love for the same thing, but I admit that the game's changing. Sell out to the pop chart or your pocket, your game banging. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. Reverse, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Ayy. So there it is.
There it is, nigga.
Know what I'm talking about? Everybody wanna be a real nigga, gangster nigga, a goon. Shit, me and my dog.